Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
16 and a half minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning on this cold, wet morning.
Yes.
In Sydney. Having just been up in the Gold Coast. Yes, it's a bit chilly down here.
You've been hobnobbing with the upmarket.
Yes, with the Prime Minister of Thailand. I went to a function at the Shangri-La Hotel on Sunday, and Mrs. Yingluck Shihawata, she is the Prime Minister of Thailand, I hope I pronounced her name correctly, was there with our chef, David Thompson, our Aussie chef. He's the fellow that won the one Michelin star for his Thai restaurant in London called Nam, and recently opened another one of the same name in Bangkok, and it's now listed in the top 50 best restaurants in the world. Fantastic.
Wow.
So David was there with Mrs. Yingluck, and they're up on the stage making the very popular green papaya salad, you know, the Som Tan. And she added quite a few chilies to it. Let me tell you, one of the people who tasted it coughed a little bit afterwards. Anyway, they were there to celebrate the Thai Food Week at the Shangri-La Hotel, which runs until June the 3rd, but also to nominate a few more restaurants into this Thai Select brand. I think if you go to Thai restaurants around Sydney, you might notice that there's a stamp on the windows, a branding of the Thai Select, and they nominated 19 more restaurants into this category at the hotel on Sunday. Some of the restaurants included a Tapioca, which is in Cremorne, Spice I Am, very, very popular one in Darlinghurst, Papaya at Camperdown, Inchan Thai, Kingsford, Thai Nam at Chatswood, Alice Thai in Darlinghurst, and Yok Thai at Manly. These restaurants all have the Thai Select branding. So you know when you go to these restaurants that you're actually going to get authentic Thai cuisine, because quite often I have been disappointed when I go to a Thai restaurant in Australia. They use far too much sugar and far too much coconut milk. The food's just too sweet. They've Australianised it, but it's not authentic Thai food.
Okay.
So the recipe for today is one of David Thompson's from his magnificent Thai food book. It's a beautiful, rich, warming curry with a lot of ingredients in it, let me tell you. It's made with pork belly and pork ribs, but lots of lovely spices and just delicious for this cold, wet weather.
Mm. Absolutely. That's on your website?
Yes, sheridanrogers.com.au. And it will be interesting to see how the general public rate these Thai Select restaurants, because we've just been introduced to the Zagat Food Guide. Now, I remember when I was in New York that I used to refer to this. And this is not written by food reviewers or food critics. It's actually the general public are invited to say what they think. And they have to list the food, the decor and the service on a 0-3 scale. And then the Zagat's editors curate it and give accurate reviews representing the combined experiences of local diners. So you don't have to trawl through all those, well, often quite nasty comments that people make on some of the web pages. If you go to the Zagat guide, it will be a very good and useful guide to use when you're trying to choose a restaurant.
Z-A-G-A-T.
Z-A-G-A-T.
What were you telling me about raw lamingtons?
Well, look, this is something I did notice when I was up on the sunny Gold Coast last week. There seems to be this huge trend towards raw foods up there. I haven't really noticed it happening in Sydney. I went to a coffee shop in Tugan, and Angel's lamington was being served there. Now, she makes this lamington with, you won't believe this, organic grated apple, orange, coconut, vanilla, carrots, cacao powder and Celtic salt. Actually, it tasted delicious. I must admit, it didn't really taste like a lamington. But I kept finding things like this all over the Gold Coast, and there's even a raw foods chocolate place at North Burley called Bean and Leaf, where the fellow is making raw chocolate with no sugar, no milk added to it at all. And all the vegans on the Gold Coast flock there because that's what they want. There obviously are a lot of vegans up and around in the hills there. And anyway, it's just seems to be a very big trend on the Gold Coast. Very interesting.
All right, if you don't have a stove, I suppose. Raw food.
Perfect if you don't have a stove, yes. Of course, they claim it's far more healthy, you know, that you don't eat cooked foods.
SheridanRogers.com.au.
For my delicious Chiang Mai pork curry from David Thompson, and this does need cooking.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.